Tending pigeons used to be a popular pastime in New York City. Most of New York's rooftop coops are long gone now, but the hobby is getting new life from immigrants who brought the tradition with them from home. Eva Kurnia Drahovska has our story.
Mohammed Asif cannot live without his birds.
First thing, I will go in my backyard. I will park my truck. And then I will go to roof and see my babies.
He's on his way home from his construction company.
That's the first thing I will do today. Every day, I mean, not only today, every day.
Asif grew up surrounded by pigeons at his home in Gujarat, Pakistan. He came to New York 25 years ago, brought over his family, and developed a successful business. But he missed his birds. 7 years ago, he asked his brother to send him some pigeons from their family coop in the Punjab province. He got 12 pairs of Pakistani high flyers, graceful white pigeons with dark heads and tails. Asif keeps a few dozen of them on the rooftop of his house in Midwood, Brooklyn.
When I come on the roof, I don't know how long I stay. Only I know when they call me, come down, we have a dinner, we are waiting for you.
Asif spends a few $100 a month caring for his birds.
Let me feed them a little bit.
It's an expensive hobby. But to Asif, it's worth the price to be part of the tight-knit community of pigeon owners, many of them immigrants like himself. Boris Miktyev, a barber from Turkmenistan, lives a few blocks away. They met last year and bonded over their shared passion.
Almost every week he's come to my barbershop for a cup of coffee. We talk every time. And we're feeling like we grow up together. Yeah.
Miktyev says Asif gave him a present of 10 Pakistani high flyers. Unlike homing pigeons, these birds fly high and circle around as long as possible, up to 15 hours before returning to the coop.
Asif give me around 10 birds. He's giving me a present. It's a beautiful bird. Asif have the best bird. Very good. So high flight. Oh my God. You can find him.
A few miles from Asif's home, you will find the Viola Pigeon Club in Coney Island. It's one of the few homing pigeon clubs left in Brooklyn. A heavy rain on a recent Saturday didn't keep around 2 dozen Viola members from gathering for a pigeon race. Jurek Żak is a member. Back in his native Poland, he was a miner in Katowice, a city famous for pigeon shows. Jurek says when they went down in the mine, all they talked about was pigeons. Every other miner had them. Here in Brooklyn, it's still about pigeons. He and a friend, also from Poland, carefully maintain their birds' diet. They train them like little athletes. Jacques says other pigeon owners are sometimes jealous, even angry at them. He says they won a lot of races, both in their club and around the New York region, and now they have a lot of trophies. It's a sport, after all. But despite the competition, the pigeon owners here share a rare bond.
To have a love for the birds in general is a beautiful thing.
That's Ben Vieni. He's one of the old-timers at the Viola Pigeon Club. He has seen the sport wane in popularity and then start to come back, thanks in part to immigrant enthusiasts.
This is one sport that brings everybody together. This sport brings people from all walks of life, you know.
Vieni came here from Italy with his parents in 1957 when he was 6 years old. A few years later, he started tending pigeons because it was a popular thing to do at that time. For many here at the club, the hobby started the same way back in their countries. But after they came to the States, it became more than just a pastime. It became a way to find new friends and feel at home again. For the world, I'm Eva Kurnia-Drahovska, Brooklyn.
Eva's report was produced with the help of Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.